Tamsin, how pleased are you now that the team's out there?
Yeah, I'm really, really excited. I've been talking to players for quite a while since, you know, making the decision to move to Wasps, which was a great move for me. So, yeah, it was really exciting to get some of those players signed up and actually to announce them as well, because we've been holding them back for a while. So, yeah, big relief, but I'm really happy with the group we've got together so far.
And last time we spoke, you said you wanted a side that had that perfect blend. Is this what you meant?
Yeah, it's a bit of a jigsaw puzzle, you know. You can't get away from the fact that there's a fair amount of Storm players in there, but I've been at that club for 7 years. Some of those players have been with me from the beginning. Some just joined last season. So we've been very successful there, and it was really nice to be able to get some of those guys to come on the journey. Some of the other players we've added, the George Fisher, the Sam May, absolutely fantastic opportunity to have quality players like that. And yeah, it's good fun when you get to start from the beginning and try to fit in those players that you hope are going to work really well together.
And that mix of youth and experience is something you'd be looking forward to get started with?
Yeah, that was really important to me as well. You know, because we are starting from the beginning, Westmids haven't had a franchise for such a long time. A lot of the players from here, talented young players, often end up leaving. So we are starting very much from the beginning. It was important for me to get some senior players in there. You know, your Hannah Reid's the ones that are really going to lead this team. But also that mix of youth, your Fran Williams, Lucy Harris, who I loved at Yorkshire Jets last year. It's a great opportunity for those kind of players to be brought through by some of these experiences. And also the ones you're building the team around. You know, Sophia Kandapa was outstanding at centre last year, and Amy Flanagan, hands down, best wing defence for me. So for those two in that middle, to build that team around was such a great opportunity.
I mean, we've probably spoken about a lot of players in the past, but let's have a quick look at each of them individually. What's Lucy going to bring? Is it the fact that she's had a chance to now stay within the Super League setup and develop her game?
Yeah, Lucy misses out on being involved in the England under-21s by one day. She's a great young talent. I think it's fair to say England haven't got many wing attack goal attacks that are right at the top of their game at the moment. With Pam Cookie retiring yesterday and those other things going on, it was important that I started to look at some of those younger players as well. And Lucy, I think, is a really exciting talent.
And Sam, it'll be good because she's going to obviously bring that vast experience on court, and also maybe a bit of a leader as well.
Sam May is absolute quality. She's one of those players you definitely want on your side. One of the best defenders in the league, has wealth of experience coming over from Aussie and the ANZ. She's been outstanding for Mavericks the last few seasons. I've had many battles with her on court, so I'm really pleased we've managed to persuade her to come up to Wasps, because I think she'll be such a great addition for us on and off the court.
And George Fisher is someone you've obviously kept an eye on for quite some time. Was there ever a moment in the past you tried to tempt her over to Surrey?
I love George Fisher. She's a legend. On and off the court, she's such a great player to have in the squad. So much fun. I think she's got heaps of potential. I think she showed that in the patches she had last season, those opportunities at Mavericks. I'm clearly loving working with her at the England under-21. And this was for us to build a squad here at Wasps as well. You know, we wanted to make an impact this year. We haven't shied away from that. It wasn't a four-year development building squad. This was bring in players, make an impact, get performances on court. But I think that mix of youth and proving that in players like George Fisher, we really believe that she could be sort of England's next great shooting superstar. So I'm really happy to be involved in that journey for her.
On to a few that have obviously swapped the duck egg for gold. Sophia told me in the past that her game's really developed under your coaching. So comments like that are obviously make you feel good and great that it can now continue as well at Wasps.
Yeah, you know, Sophia joined Surrey Storm last year from Hertfordshire Mavericks. Before that, she'd been at Loughborough Lightning. So we'd had long conversations about her coming to work together. And I was really excited when Soph took that opportunity last year. And, well, I think she was absolutely brilliant last year. And I love working with her. And it was probably reflected both ways. We had a great year together. So it was a no-brainer for me with some of these players that just the opportunity they have to come and play at this club as well, and under this brand and in this arena and environment. The game's changing, the game's moving, and I'd like to think we're in the forefront of pushing that forward here, which is how I've always wanted the game to go as it moves into this sort of semi-pro era. And it's brilliant to have the likes of people like Sophia coming along for that and actually showing those talents off and showing the West Midlands what she's all about.
And that'll be a similar kind of thing with Amy, Josie and Hannah, and to some extent Fran as well.
Yeah, well, they're all in different boats and all in different points of their career. I mean, you know, Fran only joined Storm again last year from Team South, and Josie joined very recently from Hertfordshire Mavericks. So players do move. It is sport. It is about playing with different players. It's about getting coaching opportunities, which coaches you want to work with. It's also about the environment, and your career is very short-lived. You know, as a player, you want to win things, you want to be in an environment you enjoy, and that was the strong point we had at Storm, and you can probably see that with some of the players moving and coming together and taking a new opportunity.
And it's obviously going to be vitally important to share this next cycle with them as well.
Yeah, of course it is. I think that whole team, that blend, and you know, we've still got four more players to add to that roster as well. It is a new start. It's a fresh team. We're a brand new team. We were going to have to get players from somewhere. They don't just magic out thin air. So it's a great opportunity to have these guys on board. And I think we're starting to get a real mix of what we wanted: youth experience, some exceptional talent in there, and a team that we will build on for future generations.
Now, yesterday we saw Pam move to director of netball at Stars. Regardless of what's said, looking back, thanks again for all those Greenway Dunn and Cookie combos that we all saw in the past. How pleased are you now that she's taken so much of a role now that she's retired?
Oh, I think it's fantastic for the sport. Pam is an absolute legend. I tweeted her yesterday. We spoke a few weeks back and she told me about her move and what she was planning to do, and I was really supportive of her. I think she needed time to think about what she wanted to do this year, whether she wanted to play. I think when you've won the league so many times and you've achieved all that she has in her career, it gets harder and harder to carry on playing each season, I guess, in some ways. So, look, sad to see her retire because she is such a talent. Absolutely chuffed she's sticking around in the sport, even though it is a rival team, but I think it's fantastic for the sport. She is such a big name. She's done so much for this sport. I haven't got you know, I could go on and on and on about what an amazing player, person, character she is. So yeah, I'm chuffed to see her there and not stepping away from the sport, because netball needs her, and she's been such a fantastic inspiration for so many of us over the years. So yeah, really chuffed for her. I'm looking forward to our battles now.
And the director of netball meetings, they're going to be fun as well, aren't they?
They will be fun. I'm sure we'll be having many conversations over the next 12 months. You know, we're in a similar boat. We're putting teams together. I'm also getting really well with Monia Gerard as well. So, and all the coaches around, Karen Atkinson, we're all going to have these little battles on court this year, but great friends off the court. So I think it's going to be a really intriguing season. And there'll be plenty more player movements. We just got in first.
Under-21s, briefly.
Yes.
Did you think that was a good experience for the girls?
Absolutely fantastic experience. What a great opportunity for them to go and play against the top 36 Australian under-21s and the top 12 Kiwi under-21s. You know, the New Zealand team we played against, who beat us comfortably, had six players that were involved in ANZ last year. So you're just talking about the quality that we had to play against. And for our guys, it was such an amazing opportunity to A, see the level that we need to achieve next year in Botswana, and B, to see that it is achievable against the Aussie teams. You know, we competed, which was really good to see. And we gained so much from that tour, and it was such a positive experience. Even though the results weren't always wins, it was more a case of learning about the opposition and actually showing our players over here what you can achieve at that age.
Yeah, more the court time, if anything, and the experience as well.
Fantastic. All 14 players got out on court, proved what they were all about. We really grew as a squad that week as well, which was fantastic to see. It was our first competitive environment, and I was really proud of all of them, how they handled it, what they've taken away from it, and more importantly, how hungry they are now.
I think you've already proved already to David that he's made the right decision, and you've definitely earned your money this month. Do you want me to send him an email?
That would be nice. If you can, some positive tweets might be nice. Yeah, you know what, it's been a busy few months, but you know me, I've been heavily involved in netball for a very long time. This is what it's all about. This is how sport works. I'm really excited now just to get cracking on with the season.
Well, I got the impression you were ready last time, but Wasps are definitely ready now with the news, and you'll be itching for February to start.
Yeah, we will do indeed.